You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. Welcome to the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, where we broadcast live from networking events all around Charlotte. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube. I'm CJ Williams. I'm joined by Mr. Damian Proctor.
That's right.
Damian Proctor. What you doing here, man?
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I came here to network.
Network.
Exactly.
Why?
To grow relationships, to grow my business, and just know more people around Charlotte.
What is your business?
I have a management consulting business where we help small and medium-sized businesses to scale and grow through operational efficiency. And we've also added on AI, so we're doing the same thing with artificial intelligence. And we're also helping businesses that live and die by the phone to put AI into their business so they can capture all those leads that get unanswered.
Is AI added a big boost to your business?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone cares about AI right now. And so everything is AI. Everyone's trying to figure out how to add it to their business so they can figure out how it can help them. And they're bringing to the table things that actually can help them, especially when it comes to more revenue or saving money.
What is the most common thing you're helping people with business? You work with B2B, right?
Mm-hmm.
So excellent. What is the most, what do you specialize in?
Specialize in two things. So one is voice. So companies that live and die by the phone. So let's say an insurance company, they get 100 calls a day. They don't answer 50 of them. That's 50 potential.
That's money.
Exactly. So we have a voice solution that can answer every call all day and handle the entire transaction almost to the end. So
you,
that way
you
don't
help
lose that.
Implement that?
Help implement that. Right. And then we also help businesses that aren't that. They may be a mid-market company, professional services company, and we look at how AI can come in, implement some kind of automation, streamline operations, and make it so that the people who are doing a lot of manual work, they can stop doing that manual work and go do higher thinking, higher revenue generating work. So that's what we do.
Have you found that the AI solution you have provided, have you seen companies you work with, they fall off because they don't use it?
That's happening, and it's happening because you have cases where they have that company had a lot of manual activities going on, and so once you automate everything, then you got these people.
These people. What are we gonna do with these people?
You got these extra folks. No, you don't get rid of them. But here's the thing, right? So if they haven't scaled up to be able to, right,
now they can scale up because
you got to scale up. So you got to learn to use AI and learn how to leverage it to help the business grow. And so if you haven't figured that out, then now they're stuck looking at you like, okay, what value do you have to us now? And so that's where people start to get laid off, because if you automate all the things that require humans to do, but you know, as far as like manual activities, they want you to now start to do things that require high level thinking that can grow the business. Yeah. So if you're not ready to move to that level, then it becomes a problem.
Tell me about the businesses. Particular industry?
Yes. So on the voice side, we work with HVAC companies, right? Med spas.
That's money. You are never going to go broke with that.
Med spas. Uh-huh. We're actually about to start working with DUI attorneys and independent insurance companies on the voice side.
Why DUI attorneys? Because you that's specific.
Yes.
Why?
Well, generally, most DUI attorneys are like solo, two or three person operations, and they get tons of calls because it's a lot of DUI. So someone's got to capture that call and make sure that person becomes a client.
Uh-huh. And man, you are the HVAC. You say HVAC, like this guy gets.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. There's a lot of, and they're never going to go anywhere.
Right.
We're always going to need air conditioning.
All the time. Heating. Yep. Especially when we just had this big snow.
Yeah.
So you know that. So I did a test. So I called some of the companies and got voicemail. And I said, guess what?
They need me.
They need me. Because once they get their voicemail, guess what's happening? Your heat is out and the family's freezing. You're not going to wait for that guy. You're going to keep calling until you get someone who can solve your problem. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they may also help business, like consulting firms and professional services businesses. So they may have inefficiencies in the business. They don't, you know, they have struggles with generating revenue, or they need help delivering their services to clients more effectively, efficiently. So we help them figure that out too, either just through consulting and process improvement or through implementing some AI automation.
You say we. What is your team consist of?
It's me and some contractors right now. Yeah.
How are people finding you? Or are they? Is word of mouth?
Well, it's word of mouth, it's website, I'm doing content. So I'm actually just starting really to get into the content game, so I'm posting a lot more on the socials. But a lot of it is word of mouth.
Okay. What was your background? Like, what did you do before?
My background is in engineering. So I got an engineering degree and also got MBA in finance. So I was in the defense industry. So I was running really large programs in defense. So you think about big UAVs that the military will have, yeah, that go around and collect all kinds of crazy data on everything. So I would like lead engineering teams for that, or lead the business part of the program management to execute. So I did that.
You had to have like a certain level of security.
Absolutely. Can't do it without security. Uh-huh. Clients, yeah.
So what do you struggle with? Do you have any struggles?
Oh yeah.
What do you struggle with? That was a dumb question, right? Every business has. What are your struggles?
My struggles are marketing. So I didn't do a lot of marketing. So since I've become entrepreneur just a couple of years ago, I realized I didn't know that. So I've been spending a lot of time learning marketing and sales, and so that the cash register can ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you say you're starting to put out more content.
As far as, what do you mean?
What content? Like what type of content?
I put out content that talks about the various problems we're solving. So, hey, you know, when this company, they were losing extra, you know, they were dropping this many calls a day or a month.
Case studies type stuff.
Exactly. Or put out success stories. We help this company do X. And so here's the result. Here's why they brought us in. It's great. Or we just excel and talk about what our capabilities are. Like, wouldn't you like this to happen in your business?
What platforms are you mostly putting out your content?
LinkedIn primarily, but I'm shifting because for the voice side, that works better on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, finding that out.
So people actually hit you up on these platforms and say, hey, come do this for us?
Yeah, the more I put stuff out, I started getting responses.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you based right here in Charlotte?
Yes. Well, I'm based in Charlotte and Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, my office, my headquarters is in Atlanta, but I moved to Charlotte, so I'm kind of operating out of both. Yeah.
How'd you find out about this event?
Chris Moore.
The?
One of the panelists.
Okay.
Yeah.
I spoke with him. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
You're a good guy too, man. Something about me is like, man, this guy, he has the inside scoop on some things. Like, you know something.
I know a few things, but what do you know, think
like,
I know?
The fact that, you know, you own the AI thing, you're yeah, getting into that, the voice and all that stuff, but the industries that you're targeting, the way you're targeting, yeah, like, that's smart, man. Like, I've been asking a lot of people this. Is niching down important?
Yes. And you got to figure out what that niche is. Mm-hmm. And so when I first started with the voice, and I started letting everybody know, hey, this is what I'm doing, and people started coming, hey, I got people for you. I got clients and customers. And so the very first wave of those were not the right clients because they didn't need the robustness of what I offer, and so therefore they weren't willing to pay what I'm charging. but they weren't the right client. So then I had to spend more time figuring out, all right, who needs, absolutely needs what I offer. So I did the research and I said, okay, here I'm targeting because the other solutions are not going to solve their problem. I solved their problem. Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, leave the people with, tell them about yourself that I didn't ask?
Well, let's see.
What's the name of the company?
Sierra Crew.
Sierra Crew.
LLC. SIERRAKRU.
Okay.
And if you're wondering where that name came from, it is an ode to my maternal West African bloodline lineage. And so I did the research. I actually went through AfricanAncestry.com. You probably heard of that company. And so they did a trace and said, my bloodline traces back to West Africa and Sierra Leone and Liberia. So there's the Kru peoples in Liberia, KRU. So I decided to merge it together. We have Sierra Kru.
All right, tell people how they can find you.
All right, so if you're interested in AI, it's ai.sierracru.com, SIERRAKRU. On TikTok is Sierra Kru, as well as on Instagram, we have a Sierra Kru page, but my personal Instagram is hotel_sphinx, as in the Sphinx of Giza.
Okay. Now, yeah, you do like free consultations, stuff like that?
Yeah, we do free audits. So we do free AI audits. So we look at where AI can come in business and solve problems. Yeah.
Cool. Did you get something out of this event?
Oh, absolutely. I got connections, great people. I mean, there's a lot of great people here. I learned a bit more about networking, you know, best practices. And I got a book. Got a nice book here from Glenn Melvin about sales.
Hey man, I appreciate you joining.
I appreciate you. Yeah, thanks a lot.